Osir's testing started with the functional MRI, the current gold standard of research on the brain's role in behavior. The standard MRI offers a graphically detailed snapshot of the structure of the brain, but the fMRI offers all that in video. The fMRI would give Davidson a crystal-clear set of images of Osir's brain, cross-cutting slices at 1 millimeter, slimmer than a fingernail. These images could then be analyzed in any dimension to track precisely what happens during a mental act, tracing paths of activity through the brain. Osir, lying peacefully on a hospital gurney with his head constrained in the maws of the fMRI, looked like a human pencil inserted into a huge cubic beige sharpener. Later, Davidson was pleasantly astonished to see Osir come out from his grueling routine in the MRI, beaming broadly and proclaiming, "It's like a mini retreat." Without taking more than a brief break, Osir headed down the hall for the next set of tests, this time using an electroencephalogram, the brainwave measure better known as an EEG. Most EEG studies use only 32 sensors on the scalp to pick up electrical activity in the brain, but Osir's brain would be monitored twice using two different EEG caps, first one with 128 sensors, the next with a staggering 256. The first cap would capture valuable data while he again went through the same paces in the meditative states. The second, with 256 sensors, would be used synergistically with the earlier MRI data. After the tests were done, someone asked Osir if the conditions of the MRI had disturbed his ability to meditate. "The noise was unpleasant but repetitive," said Osir. "Soon you forget about it, and it does not disturb the meditation too much. I think more important is your state that day." Unquote. And as the data analyses were later to reveal, Osir's state that day was very, very good.